The dungeon rats murdered the entire royal family of Naporia, and have been punished to a fate worse than death. For they are forever trapped in the endless dungeon, and it's your job to keep them there and make them suffer through your most wicked creations. Welcome back to the Dungeon Rats, an interactive Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Only with your help, Brave Guardian, will we capture Naporia's most wanted and return them to Eudala's dungeon and bring the Light of Lathander back. You can submit your monsters, plot twists, magic items, or anything else by going to thedungeonrats.com or by following us on the tweet machine at thedungeonrats. It pains me to say that it has been 1 year since the collapse of the Endless Dungeon. A full year since the darkness of the Demon Queen returned. So much has changed during this time. And now, we desperately need your help, Brave Guardian. We were unable to speak with you, for we had to hastily retreat from the new capital and rebuild our base. It was as if as soon as the dungeon fell, we turned on each other instead of the real enemy. The Dungeon Rats! But fear not, brave one, for I am here to rebuild Naporia. I will reunite the original 12 territories, and we shall band together and take back what is rightfully ours. I have developed a plan, and it starts with stopping the spread of the darkness at its source. The rats are a cancer to our land, and now we must capture them and make them face their mistakes head on. Because unlike us honorable Naporians, Eudala, the Demon Queen, takes no prisoners. This is why we need you, for you can still channel the dungeon to create the foes that will capture them, bring them back to Eudala, and make them pay for their evil ways. So, to arm you appropriately, here is what you need to know. The Dungeon Rats are murderers. They single-handedly started the downfall of our entire kingdom. It began with the murder of our former king, queen, and maybe even the heir to the kingdom, Princess Malia. For over 2,000 years, our queen would wear the Amulet of Corwin. This amulet stops the aging process and allows our queen to serve for as long as they desire. As was custom, a queen would serve for 2 lifetimes and then hand the amulet off to their next of kin. Naporia's queens only gave birth to daughters, and so the custom continued until the vermin destroyed the family line and threw our entire government into chaos. We believe the Dungeon Rats were after the Amulet of Corwin, but luckily, for a time, we kept it out of their hands. Now, maybe it was arrogance or just plain delusion, but we assumed our system could withstand this and punish the criminals to the Endless Dungeon. We had hoped we would get some form of solace and justice from this, but alas, we were wrong. While you and I were working together to torture and eventually kill the rats, the remainder of the Court of Crowns, our leadership, began to bicker, fight, backstab each other in hopes of making a member of their family queen. As an attempt to end the internal squabbling, we decided a change was in order. Instead of giving a queen the crown, let's transfer the power to a king. It changed the debate, and the warden of the Endless Dungeon, Antolio Licolai, rose to be the king and was given the Amulet of Corwin. This was a grave mistake. Now, the details are unclear, but we think the dark magic that powers the amulet was too much for Antolio, or perhaps any man, to control. He quickly turned on the court and started seeking ways to bring Eudala his queen back. We do not know exactly what enchantments Antolio created, but what we do know is that the dungeon rats put them into effect. King Antolio purposefully allowed the dungeon rats to find him and slay him. And once his blood hit the dungeon floor, the entire enclosure broke wide open and released Eudala's magic back into our world. And now, the sky has turned gray. The sun has stopped rising, and the soil no longer brings life to the plants. Thankfully, not all of the rats made it out alive. Daryl the Demonic is dead. Rhoda the Ruthless was critically wounded as well, but somehow made it out of the wreckage. We hope there has been permanent damage, but we cannot be certain. From the intelligence we have gathered, the remaining rats realized just how much trouble they caused and disbanded in hopes to make them more difficult to find. Lucky for us, however, Rhoda and Bugfly were dumb enough to start a B&B in Crudan, a small village east of the Obscura Mountains. One of our agents saw a flyer for the Roadfly Inn and reported it. And thanks to the Guardians Davros the Bard and Mark Lupus, we have the perfect way to bring them in. You have climbed to the top of Mount Neith. As you pull yourself up over the edge, you see in the distance a shrine. A cat brushes past you as she walks forward, leading the way. You are on top of a mountain. It's cold and windy. Snow is blowing against your face. It's hard to see that far into the distance, but you do know there's a shrine in front of you. And you do know that nobody else is around.
I'm gonna pull my cloak up over my head, cover my face, and I'm gonna start walking forward in the cat's footprints. Perception. See if I see anything as I approach the shrine. 11.
As you get closer to the shrine, you see that it has been ransacked. There's burn marks on the wall. The door has been kicked open.
I'm gonna look over at the cat. And we both look at each other at the same time, and we both start doing our own little investigation on both sides of the room. I'm gonna run my hands against the burn marks, see if I can tell if anything magical caused this, or if it's like a torch or some type of a bomb or something like that. 12.
As you rub your hand across these burn marks, you recognize the feeling of magic. You know that this isn't a natural movement that fire makes. Like, it was flung against this wall.
So as I'm looking at the scorch marks, I want to look over at the cat and see if the cat has discovered anything. Because I've been traveling with this cat a while, so I would know, like, its body language.
She is staring forward at some sort of mound laying on the ground, covered in snow.
Ooh.
Gilf walks over.
What you got there, girl?
He, like, looks down at the mound of snow and dusts it off.
He sees a body.
I'm gonna roll an investigation to see what killed this body. Oh, a one.
As you examine the body, you're not sure what would have caused this death. Simply because it's so frozen. It hasn't decayed, but it's been there for, I don't know, at least a couple weeks, maybe a month.
Gilf is now, like, kneeling down, like, looking at the body. Gilf looks over to Kat, he's like,
what do you think caused this? It's like something I've never seen before.
He gets up again. Is this like an altar?
Yes. In the center of the shrine, you know, sits the helm of Gru.
Gilf looks at the body, dusts it off, then he walks over to the shrine to look for the helm.
As Gilf walks away, the cat reaches her mouth into the pocket of this body and pulls out an object.
Gilf doesn't see it.
No, Gilf doesn't see it. As you walk into the shrine, you look around the room and see that it's empty.
Oh, crap.
It's late afternoon. On a somewhat regular Tuesday, you two are both running around your B&B, getting it prepared for guests who hopefully arrive tonight.
Rhoda!
What?
I lost the feathered pillows.
All of them?
Yeah.
Bugfly, I spent like 4 hours plucking all the chickens.
Well, I wanted to make sure the animals outside were fine and had pillows too. We didn't have any guests last night, so I thought, why not?
You gave our feathered pillows to the animals outside?
Yeah.
Is it wrong for a chicken to use its own feathers as a pillow?
Well, maybe that's like us using like a pillow of our own hair. So it's not wrong. It's just like not great.
Do you do that?
I don't own a pillow of my own hair.
Do you want to? I'll chop your hair off for you.
No, don't touch it. It's my pride and joy. I dye it with these berries and I braid the side.
Bugfly, I look at your hair every day. If I was my more vain self from the past, I'd be more concerned with how my hair looked.
You're so different now.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know, like things that used to bother you don't bother you anymore. And sometimes like I go out of my way to bother you and I just don't.
I think that I just took a really long time to figure out who I was. And now that I understand the depth of the possum god, I just understand myself.
So I'm going to go downstairs towards the lobby to make sure that everything looks good for the upcoming guests.
Roll investigation.
15.
Everything looks great.
Excellent. I'm going to go outside.
You go out into your backyard or are you going out to the front patio?
You know, I'm going to go to the backyard, actually.
So as you walk out to the backyard, you see the familiar sight of your animal hospital. Is that the best way to describe it?
Yes, it is more like lots of bowls of various foods and random animals coming to eat that food, but also some of them might be hurt.
Yeah. I'm going to yell out the window. It's also just considered a fenced in area of desperation for friends. But that's okay. We accept that part of ourselves.
Deep breaths. And I'm going to say I have like the chickens, squirrels, just like your standard forest animals, and a fox. And Hank is out there too, but Hank's not a pet. He's my business partner. And
I'm good at business too.
Well, Hank just knows things. He has the best intuition.
That's true.
So you're shouting this out the window,
yeah,
right?
Yelling Perfect. It at Great. Me.
Because I'm upstairs, like, hearing all of this and commenting, but I am also lighting a candle, going from room to room, and I'm like,
may the possum god bless us with many travelers that want to come in and rest so we can make a little bit more money.
And then I'll go into the next room.
May the possum god bless us with many travelers so we can make a little bit more money.
And then I go into the next room.
May the possum god bless us with many travelers so we can make a little bit... Wait a minute. Bugfly, where's the blanket for this room?
I'm outside with the blanket for that room, and it's like splayed out like sort of like a Mad Hatter tea party. So it's on the floor, and I have lots of like cups and the animals around me, and I have dolls of each of the dungeon rats. So I have a Bellegarde doll, and I have a Gilf doll, and I have a Darrell doll, and I am having tea outside because this is my safe space.
Oh, you're so small and sensitive.
I'm not sensitive.
May the possum god bless us with a traveler who does not need a blanket tonight.
Then I go into the next room.
As you walk into the next room, you hear a knock on the front door.
Okay, so I'm going to run downstairs and say, hello, welcome to the Road Fly Inn.
Hello, any vacancies?
Ooh, yes, we have 4 vacancies, 3 with blankets, 1 without.
Hold on, is that Coupon Lady?
I'm also losing my voice. No, it's a goblin, but I didn't want to... You haven't opened the door yet, but it's a goblin, but I didn't want to go as high as Rot. So I'm trying to do a low goblin. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I need a blanket, but Blinky doesn't.
Who's Blinky?
He's my pet and friend.
Can I open the door?
You see, standing in front of you, a short dust goblin. He's wearing leather pants, a leather coat, but no undershirt as it's like split in the front. He also has a leather hat on pulled forward.
I heard him say, my pet. So you hear like the like pitter patter of Bugfly's feet as she like ran and I hug him.
Oh, hello.
You're here.
I am. Do you have vacancy for me and my pet Blinky?
The possum god sent him, Bugfly.
Possum god?
Yes. Do you know about the possum god?
Oh, yes. Several of our friends have followed the possum god throughout our time.
I follow the possum god. I've gotten really close to them in the past year or so. I think I know everything. I mean, I do know everything.
Well, I myself are not a believer, but I did have a friend back in the day.
How many friends?
Well, many friends in my life, but one friend in particular who was a big follower
of the
possum god.
What was your friend's name?
Oh, man, this was back in high school. His name was,
Was it Chad?
No, I definitely had a friend named Chad, but I think he more was a Lathander follower.
Step inside. You're just in the... Come in.
Yes, come in.
Can Blinky come with me?
And he gestures to the right.
And I look to the right.
You look over and you see a giant spider just standing there, staring at you with 8 eyes.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
There was a time in my life where I would have really tried to kill this creature.
Why?
Because it's disgusting,
Don't kill Blinky. He's my companion. We're traveling the world together.
Just like Hank and I.
Yeah, who's Hank?
He's my blood hot.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Just like my god and I.
Right.
Silence from the non-believers.
Does Blinky require anything specific, or is he generally low maintenance?
He's pretty low maintenance. We are traveling the world making a cookbook together.
Wow.
Well, you're going to get lots of really good recipes here. Bugfly's excellent at gathering.
Oh, good. So I haven't missed dinner.
No. You haven't missed dinner yet. Let me show you upstairs.
Great. Come on, Blinky.
And he hops on Blinky's back. And the giant spider with a goblin on his back start following you into the B&B.
Do you need two separate rooms? Because that'll be extra.
Do you need that?
No, Blinky and I can share a room.
Okay.
Well, there's only one pillow per room.
Are you trying to upsell me, lady?
I'm required by my god to make sure that you have all the details.
Oh, good. Well, we will need two pillows, one blanket.
Okay.
How much?
Well, we can get you a friends and family discount.
Why?
Oh, good.
If
you believe in the possum god.
No.
Oh, my god. You possum followers.
Everyone who believes in the possum god stays free. Right, Daryl?
Oh, then I believe. What was that name?
Daryl. He's sitting outside on the blanket.
I'll go get him. And I'm going to go try to bring back that doll.
He looks at it very confused, but there is like a spark in his eye of some sort of deep memory.
This is very strange.
Yeah, he's our best friend.
I don't think it's strange at all. I think that everybody should surround themselves by friends.
Yes, but this is a doll.
This is Daryl.
Yeah.
Where is Daryl?
Right here.
No, this is a doll.
This is Daryl.
So the real Daryl was turned into a doll?
What do you mean the real Daryl?
The goblin. The dust goblin. I went to high school with him.
You know Daryl?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know he went to high school. He always made it seem like he was more dumb.
And Bugfly is like kind of like listening to this and looking at the doll. She's kind of upset a little bit just because she's thinking about Daryl.
I mean, last I heard, he had gotten into a bit of legal trouble.
Well, that was a misunderstanding.
Yeah. Daryl is a true possum follower, and he is now taking
a big upside down sleep in the sky.
He's dead. He's dead. He's. But I don't like to say that in front of Bugfly because she gets really upset.
I heard that he went to a farm.
He's at a possum farm with his people.
Yeah.
He died, huh?
No. I mean, he died into a farm.
But he's still dead, though.
Tell us more about young Daryl.
Well, to call him young would be a compliment, for he always seemed to have such an old soul.
I thought that, too. When you look in his eyes, you're like, wow, you're old.
Yes. We really didn't stay close, but I did know Daryl. It's too bad that he died. What happened?
He died doing what he loved.
He was surrounded by friends and the things he believed in most. Excuse me while I go pray.
She's been doing that a lot.
I'm feeling the warmth of the pouch and the warmth of Daryl inside you, my possum god. Who's hungry?
I'm famished.
Do you have any food allergies and or restrictions that we should be concerned of?
Nope, not a one.
Great.
You make dinner. What do you prepare?
So what we've been doing is large shareable meals because we never know how big or small our guests' group is going to be. So I've made a shepherd's pie. So it's just this big cast iron thing with the mashed potatoes and the ground beef and peas and corn. And one of our past guests were like super partiers and they left a bunch of wine and alcohol. So I have other people's beverages that I'm serving.
We like doing stuff family style here because it makes us feel not so alone.
It makes us feel like a family.
Yes.
And I'm going to set out the dolls on their own. They have their own like place setting.
That's not weird at all.
Don't sit there. That's Gilf's chair.
Gilf sits there.
Who's Gilf?
Only like the best
detective ever.
He had this thing that he would say sometimes It was about being lucky. It didn't stick, but I remember it.
So what brings you here?
Well, as I mentioned, I'm traveling the world writing a cookbook.
Well, take a bite of this shepherd's pie. Maybe it's something you want to include in your cookbook.
Ooh, ooh.
And then Bugfly can be cookbook famous.
He takes his fork, he dips it into the pie, and he puts a big scoop into his mouth.
Yum! This will definitely make it into Tasting the World with Brzak.
Brzak?
That's my name. I don't know if I ever introduced myself. I'm Brzak, and this is Blinky.
I'm Bugfly.
Oh, nice to meet you.
I'm Rhoda.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, thank you so much for this shepherd's pie.
Absolutely. Where have you traveled? I haven't traveled a lot.
We haven't been anywhere. We've only lived here our whole lives. We've owned it forever.
Yes, my grandmother owned it, and she died and gave it to us, and now it is ours.
And she just died. She didn't even get murdered by us to have us have it.
Many of you in the Outlands have your stories. I understand. If you've lived here your whole life, if that's what you want to say, that's fine. Because nobody out here has a story they want told.
That was some real stuff, Brzak. You just laid it down.
Well, I looked into your eyes and I saw a twitch. And I know a twitch like that.
Bugfly, stop twitching.
I can't.
I have
stop.
Traveled all of Naporia, so I know that our history... You are still winking and doing the eye thing.
Bugfly, you have to stop.
I started this journey from the new capital. I'm going to go around the coast all the way here in the Outlands, back through the mountains down to the old capital. I'm going to try a meal in every town on my way.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
It is my dream to travel the world and show people the light of the Possum God.
That's her new dream. She's only had this one for a year. Before, it was about finding a boyfriend.
I don't even know what that means anymore. Nobody needs a boyfriend?
You know what that word is. You said that.
You know what, Bugfly?
I'm sorry.
Some of us have really taken the time to look inside ourselves and grow. I just think if you looked over this pamphlet with me, you would realize that there's lots of improvements that you could make. Like, maybe you don't have to steal everything. And you don't have to make terrible decisions all the time.
My decisions are great all the time.
Well, are you sure about that?
Consistently great.
The other day, you took all of our silver and threw it in the ocean because you said it would be buried under there.
Yeah. Do you know who makes silver? Silver is something that we shouldn't have in our house because it attracts thieves. We don't want to get robbed.
Do you see what I mean?
You should probably use magnarium instead of silver,
what's
right?
What's magnarium?
Yeah, what's that?
Magnarium?
Tell me more.
Oh, it comes from the Obscura Mountains, the mountain range just to the east of here. It's mined there. It's a very strong, powerful mineral. Many of the things in this community are made of magnarium. There's a functioning mine just a few miles away.
You know, though, the thing is that we really needed our silver to serve people, so that they could eat the food here and then drink from the goblets. But now we just don't have any of that. It's not really about material possessions. I'm not into that sort of thing.
Well, isn't it fun that we're eating with our hands? Let's be honest. It's great. Anywho, so...
You hear... The door creak open. In walks a small cat. One that looks a little familiar.
I'm going to sneakily walk towards that cat because I'm not sure. 14.
This cat looks like redemption.
Rhoda. Rhoda, 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 Rhoda. Redemption. Redemption's here.
What?
Redemption.
What?
Redemption, the cat!
The Possum God has listened to my prayers. Redemption has come.
The door swings the rest of the way open. And a hooded figure walks in.
Don't rob us.
Don't rob us. I gave away all of our silver.
I put a curse upon this house. If it ever gets robbed, then you will be burned alive.
It could be a guest. What? You don't get guests often?
I just don't like it when I can't see someone's face.
Gil cast disguise self before he walked into the room because he knows that he's wanted. And as he walks in, his eyes just get really big as soon as he hears these voices in like the hallway, and he has no idea what's going on. And he's disguised himself as a human, as just like a regular Joe Schmo human. He has a cloak on, brown hair, a little bit of dirt on his face. And he's like, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap. And he's just like,
hello. I was looking for a room for the night.
We have two rooms with blanket and one room without a blanket.
It'll be 239
cents.
That seems reasonable. Yes, yes, of course.
Really?
239 cents?
That's what, 2 gold pieces?
If that.
Yep, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Brazak.
Oh.
What's your name?
My name is...
And he looks around the room real quick. I'm going to roll and see.
Yeah, see how the name it is?
Yeah. So just tell me what he's looking at, okay? So he looks to the left. I roll a 15. What does he see? I feel like the higher the number, the closer to a real name it should be.
Oh, right. Okay. So 16. Oh, man. I can't think of anything that would be in a room that's also a name.
But like kind of close to a name. So like you could see a door mat, you know, and he could be Matt. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or maybe he sees a cane.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
My name is... Kane.
I'm going to roll again for a last name. Oh, 13.
You look to the left. You see a mantle. On the top of the mantle is an old birthday card.
My name is Kane Hallmark. Yes.
Kane Hallmark.
Nice to meet you, Kane.
Pleasure to meet you. And your name is?
Brazak.
Nice to meet you. I will be retiring to my room now. If someone can show me the way. God, it's so good. It's so good to see you guys.
I'll show you to your room.
So
have
good
we
to
met?
See
no, we haven't met. I just haven't seen anyone in a long time, and it,
Well, come on in, weary traveler. I'll take you up to your room, and I'm gonna pick him up to carry him upstairs.
Oh my god.
Kane Hallmark does not fight that at all. Kane Hallmark just allows himself to be picked up. As he's being carried upstairs, he whistles for the cat to follow.
And this cat that looks an awful lot like Redemption follows.
So I don't want to leave our guest Brazak by himself for dinner. And I scoot next to Brazak and I'm just like eating next to him.
This is very good. Why did it get so awkward in here?
I had some friends and we got separated, and sometimes people die.
Like Daryl.
Yeah.
You hear Brazak's arms kind of like fall to the table.
I thought I recognized you. You are the rats.
Oh, no. What are you going to do?
I am just a weary traveler. I don't want to get tangled in the court and their doings, but you are not the first rat I've seen.
You've seen other ones?
Yes.
Tell me.
I saw that half-orc. And those very mines I was talking about earlier.
You saw Beligard?
Ah, yes, that is the name he goes by. Yes, I saw Beligard in the Magnarium Mines.
Was he okay? Was he eating? Was he too skinny?
He looked good to me. He was carrying large loads of magnarium with some short dwarf. What was his name? It was, Locor. That's right.
Locor?
Mm-hmm. They seem to be business partners or something.
That's so weird.
It's in the mine of Grudan. Yeah. It's just down the Lumpy King Trail.
Were you working in the mines too?
Oh, no. I was just looking for some food. I am writing a cookbook.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do hope you will feature my shepherd's pie into your cookbook.
I will. The hair is a nice touch.
Oh, that was just an extra bonus. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm feeling kind of sleepy, so.
Okay, did your spider eat?
Oh, yes, I've been feeding him under the table.
Oh. And I look at the giant spider.
Yeah, the spider's head is under the table.
Okay.
All right, what are Kane and Rhoda doing?
So this is your room. Also, in the drawer next to the bedside table, there's a pamphlet all about the possum god.
Oh, the possum god. Yes, interesting, interesting.
Are you familiar with my god?
Yes. Yes, I am. 100%.
Oh, good. Would you like to say a possum god prayer right now?
May the power of the placenta hold you tightly.
Rhoda tears up.
Oh, no. No, don't cry. Don't cry. It's okay.
It was just really beautiful. Yeah. You reminded me of an old fellow worshiper that I used to once know.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice to meet somebody that I don't have to convince to believe in this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like a avid believer. I mean, I believe. I do the holidays. I do the holidays, and that's pretty much it.
That's a very regular Naporian of you. You are an average soul.
Thanks.
Kane takes off his traveler's bag. He puts it on the desk and kicks off his shoes.
Do you want me to help you unpack?
No.
And I'm going to start opening up his bag.
I'm fine. I'm going to snatch it real quick.
roll. I think it would be her strength versus yours, sleight of hand.
10.
23.
Holy shit.
So I'm going to open it.
There's nothing really in it.
You didn't want me to have it.
In the bag is just normal things that a traveler would have. But my detective hat is definitely in that bag. And my pipe.
Okay, so Rhoda's going through it and she's like, we have a lot of things on site here that you can enjoy. If you don't have time to pray, then you can go down and you can see our petting zoo. It's just outside. There's a...
Okay, petting zoo, huh?
You have a... Where'd you get this?
Found it.
You found it where?
Just a shop, a pawn shop that they have in town. I'm gonna roll a deception.
Yeah.
9.
Let's roll that against your intelligence.
By the way, I just handed this invisible hat to my other hand to pick up my eye without even thinking about it.
That's fucking grade A object work right there.
Ooh.
5.
What did you roll?
9.
Yeah, you trick her.
A pawn shop?
Yeah, just a pawn shop there, a bunch of knickknack stuff. I thought it was pretty funny. a bunch of just something to wear.
Did the pawn shop say where its origin is?
No, and I'm always looking for stories. You know, whenever I go antiquing, I like to know the story of the things that I'm buying, but no, nothing at all.
I like to know the past too. And I'll put it down, and then I'm taking out more shirts and folding them and stacking them on top of the dresser. And so I'm like, so anyways, there's the petting zoo outside. Don't be alarmed if there's no animals in there. They usually just come for one meal and then run away again. Also, Rhoda, if you go down the road to the... And I pull at the pipe.
Okay. Yeah, go down
where
the road.
Where did you get this pipe?
Oh, that? Pipe store. Just a regular pipe store.
Let's roll again. Yeah.
So
pipe store?
Lots of pipes. 17.
7. Good. it even says GILF card inside. Why does it say GILF?
Oh no, you're reading it backwards. That's they call that a mirror pipe.
So it's Flig.
Yeah, it's Flig's.
Oh,
some guy named Flig probably owned it before me. Who knows?
Flig, what a dumb name.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's definitely dumb. Whew.
And Rhoda's looking at it, and she sniffs the end of it. Can I roll to see if I can smell Gilf's saliva?
Ew.
Yeah, roll. What? You put it against your big dragon snout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10?
It smells familiar.
That's interesting. I'm going to go over and I'm going to smell his mouth.
What are you doing? What's going on here?
16.
It smells just like the pipe.
Yeah, smells like me, all right.
I guess you use this after all.
Oh, yeah. Use it all the time. I'm a big pipe smoker.
All right, we get back to Bugfly, who's downstairs.
So did Bizrak leave?
Bizrak? Yes. He got on Blinky's back and went up to his room and closed the door.
I have Hank next to me, and I've cleared all the dishes, and I've done that. And I'm writing a letter that says, "Dear Rhoda, by the time you read this, I will be gone to Magnarium Mines. Please take care of Hank. He is very good at the business. Love you. Bug."
The letter's all in drawings, though.
Yeah, it's all drawings. Yeah.
There's a picture of a deer and then Rhoda. Yeah. It's like, "Dear Rhoda." Mm-hmm.
So you walk out the front door.
So I fold up the letter. I skitter to my room, and I'm packing right now.
Let's get back to you two in the guest room.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty sleepy. I think I'm gonna take a nap real quick.
So before you go to sleep, why don't you come downstairs and eat something? Bugfly makes an excellent shepherd's pie. The guy downstairs is probably going to put it in his cookbook, and she'll probably be famous and leave me forever, which I'm 100% okay with, because all I want is for my friends to be successful.
That absolutely sounds amazing. I'm just,
great,
I'm so beat. No.
I'm going to pick him up.
Okay, just let me down. Just let me down.
No, come on. You can come downstairs and eat
just,
a little bit.
I just need a nap.
Grapple check. Rhoda, strength. Kane, dexterity.
Natural 20.
Oh!
Natural 20. Just kidding.
I was like, shit.
Holy shit. That was crazy. Right. We were kind of like in the doorway, and like I slide under and just like, "No, thank you very much. I gotta go. Gonna go sleep. Bye." And I slam the door and lock it.
So Rhoda's right on the other side of the door. She's kind of like, "Whoa."
Okay, well, I was also gonna say that maybe you should just go to sleep because you seem a little cranky, and frankly, we don't like that here at the Road Fly Inn. So I'm just gonna go downstairs and start cleaning up after dinner, and I'll put some scraps outside your door for you, sir.
Okay, thank you much. Gotta go. Bye.
Did you fall out the window?
Yeah.
No, I'm just under the covers.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Good night.
Okay, good night. Go to sleep.
Okay, I'm going to go and knock on Brazak's door.
Yes?
Do you need anything, Brazak?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm feeling good.
He opens the door.
But I could go for a glass of water.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Thanks.
You ass.
And she goes down the stairs and walks into the kitchen. Does she see Bugfly's letter?
Yes. I think it would be clearly out, right?
Yeah, it's right on the middle of the table.
I feel like it's just like 7 different pieces of paper.
Yeah.
What is this? By the time you read this, I'll be gone. Wait, what? What? No. Oh, no. I'm going to run to the front door. Bugfly!
As you yell out the door, far into the distance, in the center of town itself, you see a giant potato.
That's weird.
Meanwhile, at the Court of Crowns.
Professor Kent, did you find it?
I sure did, yes. And me and my other comrades, we found it.
Your comrades?
Yes.
Hello.
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 Thomas Jackson wanted you to find the Scroll of Forgetfulness. It's a very powerful scroll.
We climbed into the darkest cave.
Oh my gosh.
And we found it. Yeah, it was on a pressure plate, and I had to switch it out.
Really fast.
Like, really fast.
So fast.
With an equally weighted scroll?
Weighted item, yes. Mm-hmm.
We might never see John again.
Yes.
He's stuck down there.
Oh, yeah. No.
Well, we needed someone to push the button.
The sacrifice must have been worth it.
He was a nice guy. He was a nice guy.
Wasn't much to give up. He had nothing behind. He had no wife. He had no children. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He just had no one.
I think he kind of wanted it. You know, like to be left behind.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Ugh. Well?
What was that about?
Nothing.
Why did you pull out that rope with the loop at the end when you said that?
Look at my big corner.
What?
I have a big corner.
That is very strange.
That's a big corner. Yes. Yes.
That's where I sleep.
Fascinating. I just want to sit you down and study you.
I just
want to
leave.
Please don't.
I've taken 47 notes.
Anyway, back to the scroll of forgetfulness. Mm.
Yes, I have it right here, but...
Don't read it.
No.
Right.
Please don't read it.
That's its power. If you read the entire passage, you will forget that you read it. Mm. And you must read it again.
And again and again and again until
you die. Over and over and over again. You read her dissertation.
Yes.
Just like your favorite children's book, until your mom never returns.
I know that all too well.
But we so desperately want to study this.
Yes.
To learn its mystery.
So how do we do that?
We believe that if you read one word at a time and pass it to the next person...
Ah, yes.
You'll be able to read the scroll in full without feeling the effects.
Terrible, terrible effects. So, do you want to do it? Do you want to try?
Yeah, you want to try?
Yeah, do you want to try it?
Like, one word
really
at
fun,
a time,
right?
Sure,
yeah. Let's do it.
Let's just have a little, like, sleepover and, like, jammies and just whatever.
Yeah, oh my gosh,
sleepover?
Yes.
Hold on. How long is this scroll?
I'm wearing my jammies underneath this survivor suit.
Me too.
Yes, me too.
Okay.
I'm going to pull out my sleeping bag.
Who starts?
Hold on, I'm lighting some candles.
Oh, yeah. Some mood. I have some popcorn.
Oh,
I have some popcorn.
Yeah. And then later, grease too.
Grease too.
Grease 2!
Really?
Yeah.
Grease 2?
Oh, man. Do you not like it?
I brought deodorant.
That's the one with Michelle Pfeiffer, right?
Yeah. The good one.
I think she's in Grease 2.
Mm-hmm.
No, not the good one.
The good one. That's exactly right. Yeah.
The Catwoman herself.
Yeah. Okay. Pre-Catwoman.
Anyways, right, let's read the scroll.
Whatever. I just appreciate the company. I'm not trying to hate on Grease 2, the great movie.
And then after Grease 2... Battlefield Earth! Battlefield Earth!
I love that movie!
As long as there's time for Casper, I'm in.
I truly can't get enough of what Earth might be.
Wait, what's Earth?
We don't know!
Exactly.
We don't know!
Okay.
We don't know!
It's a mystery! It's a dot in the sky!
Clark! You have the satchel in your satchel.
I have my satchel in the satchel?
Yeah!
In my satchel, connected to his satchel.
Oh, wait! I had a satchel this whole time!
Oh! It's a Russian doll of satchels. Let me get them, okay? For satchel number one. And the satchel number two. Satchel. Oh, deodorant. Here you go. And here's the scroll. Guys, I gotta close my eyes, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I made a special sheet of paper to go over the scroll.
Oh, you're so smart.
And it's got a little hole in it so we can read a word, one word at a time.
Perfect.
I knew there was a reason you went to Yale.
Yale University,
thank you very much. Top of my class.
Yelled the loudest.
Okay, the first word is... connect. Huh.
All
if
right.
you do me an honor, read the second one.
The. Easy one to read.
That.
Oh, interesting.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Is that the last word? No, does it keep
it? Is it a period or is that just...
Oh, no, it's a comma. I'm sorry. I thought it was a period.
A lot of things are confusing in
ancient
times.
Don't blame me. Blame these ancient eyes.
She stole the eyes from a mummy.
What? I knew they looked weird.
They see better than me at 24.
So the next word is... So it's connect the dots... Right, connect the dots.
Well, don't say too much in the sentence.
Let's do this faster.
Two.
The
end
of
your
life. Period.
Oh! Whoa! Okay,
I'm
getting penalized. That's
that your life
connect the dots to the end of your life.
Did anyone else feel like a cold breeze when we finished that?
Yes, yes.
Wait, I was just saying that. I felt a cold chill.
Wait, let's take the data down. Raise your hand if you felt a cold breeze.
We're all raising our
hands.
100% felt cold breeze.
Maybe it's cold in here. I feel cold breezes all the time.
Why, maybe it's a sign of the scroll. Potential sign of the scroll.
Write that down, write that down.
I'm writing it down. Just tell me what to write down. I know what to write down.
Sometimes you don't write down. Sometimes I say write things down and you don't write things down.
I write everything down.
Is that a wink?
No, that's my horse calls that I taught her how to do.
Horses are coming. Oh, God.
No. Okay, so connect the dots. What was it? Connect the dots.
To the end of your life.
Okay, I'm gonna start the next sentence, okay?
Okay, Clark, okay. Yes.
My
life
depends
on
the
truth
and
the
lies
of
Udala.
Whoa! Guys, Monster Crypto!
What does it mean? She doesn't tell truths.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. Some real stuff is going on here.
Depends on both.
Okay. Cold breeze. Guys, do you think we should jump into Grease 2 right now and finish this later? Ooh, I don't know.
Can we do Casper first?
You know what I will say? I know I'm wearing my pajamas, but I need to put the coat back on that came over them because I'm cold.
I'm deep in the sleeping bag, guys.
Yeah, I'm so really cold too. I'm just
yeah. There's no heat down here. Sorry.
What to say next? What to say
oh
next?
Yeah.
Oh, you
are
weird.
Aha.
Period.
What?
How do they know we're weird?
I'm not weird. I'm a scientist.
I went to 3 universities.
I was raised to be smart, not weird.
Has anyone seen my humidifier?
It's probably by my inhaler somewhere.
Yeah, you guys are weird.
It could be close to my hearing aid.
Guys, there's more words on this scroll.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay.
I wish we were writing these sentences down.
No, it starts at the beginning. Connect the dots of
don't,
your life.
Wait. No, don't say it
don't
all.
Say them all. Yeah,
don't
no.
say it. No, not together, because you'll just say it forever. Never stop.
But I remember it all. Do you remember it all?
No. Thank
my,
God.
I liked it out.
My
sounds like one word. Yeah, it's tall. It's big.
Stick.
It's round like
my
the
world.
Earth.
Circumference.
My veins.
It's
my life.
Blood.
Death.
My life.
Ooh, Clark,
oh, okay.
Yes.
Pants.
It, pants.
P.
D pants. Depends.
Oh, that's pretty good. Depends.
D pants on it.
Oh, yes.
I do remember it now.
Charades works great on a podcast.
Yes.
I remember that.
You.
Dala.
Oh, you said her name.
It's not Voldemort.
Yeah, I know. It just hurts.
We're weird.
Oh,
ha 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 ha. Period.
You.
Eat.
Oh, it took a turn.
Everything
in
sight.
Or
you
will
die.
Die.
Period.
What? Hold on, I don't even want to unpack that
guys. I can't unpack that. That's too much. It's too deep. Is Grease 2 on, or...?
Yeah, I put it,
did
on
you put
mute,
it on the... Oh, I see it.
But I got
it.
The captions on in case anyone wants
dancing.
To...
No, that's a good part.
They do a lot of dancing in this one.
I love their neck scarves.
I was going to put on Casper, but then I remembered Christina Ricci was in that movie, and her forehead
scares me.
It's
scary. Speaking
not
of scary things, what's up with that dude's face?
What dude's face?
What?
In Grease 2, that dude's face? Do you remember?
I don't.
You're not looking. It's weird.
I like it. It's
he yells at one point when he gets on the motorcycle. That's further in the future, and he looks really scary. I used to babysit a little girl on my block, and she watched this movie like 45 times.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I have like every scene memorized.
I'm peeing right now.
Oh, my God. There's one more line left in the scroll, guys.
Oh.
It's probably the longest line that we've seen. It says...
Kind of like how long it feels to watch Grease 2.
You okay. got... Seriously.
It's a really good movie.
It's a good movie,
it's
but...
It's great.
No, it's like Grease, but worse.
Better.
Anyways, it says, don't forget
about the
stairs
under
your house
of cards.
Because your
mother loves
you. Because.
This seems like a run-on sentence. Does anyone think that this is a run-on?
I feel like this is poorly written.
You know, not everybody had proper English grammar.
Next word is everyone trusts
Uncle Sam.
Whoa!
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
How are we going to know which Uncle Sam it is?
Can I just say?
Yes.
You guys are my best friends.
Oh my God, you're my best friend too. I was going to say it, but you said it first. You're my best friend. Clark, Sandy, my goodness.
Wait, I'm not included? Can I just say?
What?
Grease 2 sucks.
Best friends only. Thank you very much.
Oh,
I confused Grease 2 with Havana Nights Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing is a beautiful movie. It's a beautiful film.
Much better than Dirty Dancing 2. Yeah, Havana Nights, that's a bad version of Dirty Dancing. You guys understand? Sequels that are made over a decade later always suck.
I'm sorry, Clark has the floor.
Okay.
Clark.
Season 2 of shows suck too, you know?
Hell yeah.
Rot here, former leader and arch nemesis too, the Dungeon Rats. Darvos the Bard, I wonder if they will ever get caught in Blinky's web. And Mark, what a card-filled cliffhanger. By the way, I look rad as hell in my Death to All Rats fingerless gloves. If you want to declare your hate for them too, check out the link in the show notes. You can get a t-shirt, hoodie, and a bunch of other stuff. Anyway, the Dungeon Rats is produced by Carlos Luna and Patrick O'Rourke. This episode was edited by, with an original score, from Carlos Luna. Rhoda is played by Justine Kruger. Bugfly is Serena Marie. Gilf is Carlos Luna. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Well, that's it for me, Rot, the master of the metagame. And remember, a true leader always gets the last word.